Welcome to Shattering Myths. I am Yada. There's not many days that I would say that I'm irrelevant to the subject that we're going to talk about at the beginning of our show, but the lead story in the world today is the disintegration of Iraq, of Iraq returning to what it once was before the American invasion, albeit considerably worse because this is a Sunni Islamic takeover of Iraq as opposed to a secular dictator. But we are fortunate today that we have the foremost expert on this subject, not only an Iraqi by birth, but the foremost expert on the nature and truth of Islam. He is IQ al-Rasuli. He has written several books, all entitled Lifting the Veil, The True Faces of Muhammad and Islam. You can buy them at Amazon. IQ, not only welcome to the program today, but I don't think there's anyone in the world who can shed more light on what is happening in Iraq than you can. And it certainly appears to me that the ISIS, the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, has taken over that country.
Well, they are going to attempt to do that, but they're not going to succeed because Iran will go in. And Iran is already, as far as I understand, from some emails I received, they have already sent troops in. Iran will never again allow a Sunni majority rule in Iraq. That's it. Literally.
Wow.
All you have to do is wait and see. They know Europe and Obama will do absolutely nothing. And they're not interested. They really couldn't care less.
Yeah,
they cannot afford to have a Sunni state neighboring Iran.
That's a brilliant augment to the hour that I invested on this yesterday. Yesterday, my comments were all based upon the fact that the army that the United States spends $25 billion a year and has thus far spent into the many hundreds of billions of dollars building the Iraqi army, which was nothing but a plaything of the Shiites in Iran anyway. And that that army has, for all practical purposes, is no more. The soldiers have taken off their uniforms. They're piled in mountains of uniforms. They've abandoned their vehicles and equipment. And now ISIS is armed with American military equipment. They're extremely well armed. So as it relates to Iraq, the only thing that was going to thwart them in Iraq was going to be the Mahdi Mujahideen, the militant organizations of the Shia Ayatollahs. But and that was going to create carnage beyond our imagination. But I had not anticipated Iran's intervention.
100% guaranteed. I know it sounds arrogant, but it isn't arrogant. It's a matter of pure logic.
No.
Iran, as far as I know, they have already sent two either brigades or battalions of their own so-called Mujahideen. Especially they will start with Tikrit, which is on the western front of Iraq.
Right.
And then they most probably will also go all the way to Mosul. And the Turks will not allow this group to take over either. The Kurds will not allow this group to take over. Ladies and gentlemen.
But the Kurds don't. The Kurds don't.
Muslim.
But the Kurds don't want the Iranians to take over either.
No. But they are going to help them eradicate those people.
Okay.
I agree with you. The enemy of my enemy today is my friend. These people are nihilists. Let me explain to you what I'm talking about. Only a few days ago, they showed on YouTube, they're these people.
Mm-hmm.
The destruction of archaeological sites in Nineveh, which is one of the oldest cities in the world.
Right.
They are like the Taliban did to the temples of the Buddhists of Bamiyan.
Mm-hmm.
They are nihilists. They're complete destruction. Why? Because they know from their education in Islam, anything pre-Islam is considered jahili. Jahili means of no value, of ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
This is why some of the imams or so-called scholars of Islam in Egypt only a few months ago, they were advocating the destruction of the pyramids. because they are supposed to be places of pagan worship. We are not discussing ordinary human beings. These are not human beings the way you and I understand. These are not human beings, even if they were Nazis. Yeah. The Nazis compared to the ISIS, they're Mother Teresa.
Yeah, that's it is true.
I'm not exaggerating, honestly.
Right. Although, one of the things that I want to make, let's first of all, let's define who ISIS is. The ISIS was born as the Islamic State of Iraq. They were not an Al-Qaeda affiliate at the beginning. They are not an Al-Qaeda affiliate now. They have morphed their name from the Islamic State in Iraq, which is what the Sunni Muslims called themselves when they were attacking Americans, and now they are the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. They are just a fundamentalist Sunni organization. There's nothing special to them, and there's no links whatsoever to Al-Qaeda. They're just simply fundamentalist Sunni Muslims. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct. Nothing. Al-Qaeda is a figment of the imagination of the Western media and Western politicians. It doesn't exist.
Okay. Now, also, in this particular case, well, the West is saying that they're Al-Qaeda linked. That is not true. There was no Al-Qaeda presence of any kind in Iraq when we invaded. And the Islamic State in Iraq was in existence immediately upon the U.S. invasion, which means they were not conceived by Al-Qaeda. And second of all, Al-Qaeda has renounced them as never being part of their organization. So it's just strictly a Sunni fundamentalist organization, and they are extraordinarily zealous about Islam.
Absolutely. Something else people don't understand or don't are not visualizing. The next step that they have declared now is to attack Jordan. If Jordan fails or falls to them, what do you think Israel is going to do?
Yeah, Israel will engage.
I'm telling you something. I know I am talking as if I'm the future of apocalypse. It is the future of apocalypse.
Yeah, of course it is.
Estimates by the Israeli Defense Department, Israel is under 170,000 rockets, missiles, and artillery pieces.
Right.
No nation can survive such an attack, such a threat, without thermonuclear war. It is impossible.
Correct. Now, let's talk a little bit more about ISIS. It was my conclusion of the program yesterday, IQ. And feel free. I mean, I want you to disagree if you disagree. I have the utmost respect for your knowledge and your ability to understand these issues. It was my conclusion yesterday that had America not radically increased the quantity and caliber, the sophistication of the weapons that it was supplying to the Sunni Mujahideen trying to overthrow the Assad government, that this would not have been possible this quickly or to this degree in Iraq. There just would have been constant terrorism attacks, but never the capture of the second largest city and soon maybe even the largest city and huge swaths of territory. The weapons that they started this war with are weapons that were provided to the Sunni Mujahideen in Syria. It's exactly the same group of cast of characters, and America is the one that supplied the weapons on one side and is now supplying the weapons on against Assad, and yet for the Shia government in Iraq. So we're supplying the weapons on both sides, on both conflicts.
Because Obama failed completely to understand what the situation is. He had 6 years to blame Bush. And I repeat it today. You cannot ever again blame Bush. No matter how many mistakes he made, that was 6 years ago. This is under Obama's auspices. He failed. He failed because he attacked and overthrew Gaddafi. The death of the four Americans in Libya was because of armaments that were going to be supplied from Libya to Syria and then now going to Iraq.
Correct. But so it began under Obama and also Senator John McCain of Arizona.
Correct.
The two of them wanted to arm the Mujahideen in Libya, and they did. And they did through Qatar, and they supplied almost an infinite amount of weapons and high-caliber weapons, surface-to-air missiles, anti-tank weapons, 50-caliber machine guns, anti-aircraft guns, to the jihadists in Libya, who then have supplied them to Boko Haram, which is why Boko Haram is so effective these days. They then use them to create a living hell in Mali, as well as the Central African Republic. But those weapons also made their way into Syria, in addition to all of the additional weapons that America supplied through Qatar and Saudi Arabia and Kuwait into Syria. And it's those very weapons that are being, that's half of the weaponry that ISIS is using in Iraq. The other half they captured when they captured Mosul. And that's also American weaponry.
Correct. It's a failed system. It's a failed, they have no logic.
That's the problem.
You know that, and I know that they have absolutely no logic, no understanding what Islam. You can't fight Islam with bullets.
Correct.
You destroy Islam like you and I do in less than an hour with logic.
Right. But they don't want to destroy Islam. In fact, they want to embrace and uplift Islam. So they want to have a war against terrorism. But there is, ISIS is not a terrorist organization. They just aren't. They're not deploying terrorist tactics in Syria. They're not deploying terrorist tactics in Iraq. They're attacking the military in Syria. They're attacking the military in Iraq. So it's a militia attacking a military. That is not a terrorist organization. They're a Islamic fundamentalist organization, and the only weapon that can be wielded against them is evidence and reason.
Absolutely. None whatsoever will succeed against Islam with bullets. None.
So one of the things that I said yesterday resonates with what you're saying here, and I had two aspects of this, IQ. One was that America doesn't seem, our leadership does not seem to be capable of rational thought anymore. We don't understand the consequence of our actions. The consequence of arming the jihadists in Libya is what is now destroying Africa. It's the basis of Boko Haram. Us providing weapons to the Syria Mujahideen has now made its way into Iraq and is causing Iraq to fail. Dear Shattering Myths, we have IQ Al-Rasuli here, who is an Iraqi foremost expert in the world on the religion of Islam. IQ, we ended the last segment by me saying that it was inevitable that by arming, providing very sophisticated American weapons to the Sunni Mujahideen and jihadists, that America is backing in the overthrow of the Assad regime, that those weapons would go across the border and into Iraq. And this is a direct consequence, a foreseeable consequence, an unavoidable consequence of us providing massive amounts of weapons to the Syrian Sunni jihadists. Do you agree with that, or do you disagree with that?
I can't disagree with that. How can I disagree with that? It's actually absolutely true. It's a fact of life. What they have done, what this administration under Obama has done, is egregious in its own stupidity. They allowed, by the way, tens of thousands of missiles for anti-aircraft weapons.
Correct, they did.
Not thousands. Tens of thousands.
Yes. And anti-aircraft guns.
And America and Europe, because they will start downing civilian aircraft.
Yes, they will. So the reality is that in Syria, we're providing very enormous quantities of very sophisticated weapons to the Sunni rebels, and it's the exact same group of Sunni rebels that are now taking over Iraq using those very weapons. But it's worse than that, I think, IQ. In Iraq, we're supplying $25 billion worth of American military hardware each year to suppress the Sunni Muslims, And yet that Sunni regime in Iraq is no different. The Shia regime in Iraq is no different than the Shia regime in Syria that we want deposed. So in this case, between the two countries, which are acting as one, we're supplying both sides.
You are. What I find is
That's amazing when you think about it. We're supplying the weapons on almost all of the weapons on both sides are being supplied by the United States.
Correct. But it's coming back to haunt you.
Of course it is.
It's happening now.
Of course it is.
Obama went on television. He said all options are open. Bull crap.
That's right. They're not open.
First of all, he can't send troops down.
Of course not.
And if you can't send troops, then you have to send air. I suggested yesterday on one radio.
We're not going to send warplanes. We're not going to start bombing Iraq again.
You will.
You really think we will? I don't think we will.
Yes. You can send aircraft flying from NATO, from Turkey, to bombard these people. You know what?
Let's stop just for a moment there. Let's say that we want to bombard ISIS. First of all, I don't think that ISIS is any worse than the Shiite government that America imposed in Iraq. If I were to compare the Shiite government that is controlled by Iran or Assad's Shiite regime versus the Sunnis that are opposed to him, that is not a distinction where you have extreme evil and maybe even more extreme evil, but why even make a distinction between levels of extreme evil? But for America to engage via bombers, who are they going to bomb? Are you going to bomb Mosul? Are you going to bomb the second largest city? You know how many civilians you'd kill?
No, we're not discussing bombing civilians. The so-called terrorists, the ISIS people,
right?
They have convoys.
Right.
They have armored vehicles. They can be destroyed.
But those armored vehicles that they're in are indistinguishable from the armored vehicles that the Iraqi army is using because America supplied both. You can't. There is no way to distinguish from the air, even from the ground. You could not distinguish whether you're destroying the $25 billion worth of equipment that we gave to the Iraqi government or the equipment that that ISIS has stolen from the former soldiers of the Shia government. How could you tell?
You can tell by the position where they're in. If they are between Mosul and Baghdad, then it can only be ISIS. If they are between Mosul and Tikrit, they can only be ISIS. Literally. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not talking
okay.
about... Look, it is a bad situation.
Right.
Which has gone worse.
Right.
And unless somebody does something, I'm telling you. Because taking Iraq... ISIS takes Iraq, and they can do that.
Right.
Because al-Maliki is a piece of garbage.
Right.
His army is even a worse piece of garbage.
Right.
Then they will interfere in Jordan. Jordan is the next pin of the Middle East.
Yes. I agree. Okay. We're in agreement that ISIS can take Iraq because the Iraq puppet government that America imposed is a piece of garbage. We are all on the same page there. But what was we'll talk about what happened the last time we bombed Iraq. Welcome back to Shattering Myths. We're having a conversation with IQ Al Rasooli. IQ, it was my conclusion back 12 to 13 years ago when I began doing radio. That's when we first encountered one another, that this was the inevitable consequence of the invasion of Iraq, that the moment that America invaded Iraq and decided to depose Saddam Hussein, that we would end up with a government that was loyal to the Shias and Tehran, which is what we got, that we would squander thousands of lives and trillions of dollars worth of money, and that it would ignite a civil war. What we're witnessing right now is exactly what I expected to happen 12 and 13 years ago. I personally don't think it's resolvable. And I think, and that was a question I wanted to ask you, the last time America flew bombers over Iraq, All we did was kill a lot of people and cause Muslims to despise us. We can't win.
Muslims despise us because we exist. To start with.
Yeah, of course. But
Muslims have always despised us. What I mean by us are non-Muslims. That's 80% of current humanity.
Correct.
For 1,400 years, they despise us. That's not the answer.
But they also despise fellow Muslims. Absolutely. If you look at what's happening in Iraq, there are no non-Muslims that survived Iraq. The Christian population's been annihilated. And so you've now got Sunni and Shia Muslims treating one another as if they have no right to live.
In fact, that is exactly how they treat each other.
Mm-hmm.
This is a war of extermination.
Correct.
As you
said,
it cannot be resolved.
It cannot.
If the Sunnis take over, they will exterminate the Shia. If the Shia take over, they will exterminate the Sunni.
That's correct. Now,
if we look at this,
there is nothing America can do. I mean, in fact, less America would have been better. If we had not invaded Iraq, Iraq would not be in this position. We created this mess in Iraq. The last thing America should do is to go and repeat its prior mistakes and make now a horrible situation even worse. But, you know, if you look at Syria and you look at Iraq, there are some things we can learn. One is that if you look at in Syria, an Islamic army does not seem to be able to function. When America invaded Iraq both times, the Iraqi army simply disbanded. They never fought. And this time, when the Sunni Muslims are now attacking as an Islamic fundamentalist group, the far better equipped military, the military just melted away and they gave up their uniforms. So it does not appear. And we look at Israel's experience, too. It does not appear that an Islamic army is capable of fighting. But Islamic fundamentalist groups, the terrorist groups, they really are effective.
I'm sorry you're calling them terrorists. We agree they're not terrorists. They're fundamentalists.
Right, they're fundamentalists.
And they are effective because they actually believe.
Correct.
If they survive the war, they get to plunder.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't survive the war, they get the 72 versions of Muhammad's whorehouse version of paradise.
Right.
So you cannot beat a mindset like that. It is impossible. They are in a win-win situation.
Yeah. If we look at Syria, one of the things we found out in Syria is that when the Sunni fundamentalist organizations that America was arming were fighting against the Syrian army, they were prevailing, and they were capturing town after town, and it looked like Syria was going to fall. But I kept on saying, someday along this route, Hezbollah is going to engage. And when Hezbollah is going to engage, it's going to change things. 2 years ago, Hezbollah engaged. Hezbollah didn't want to fight the Sunni Muslims. They want to fight Israel. But they were going to lose Syria. So Hezbollah engaged. Hezbollah was not only able to counter the Sunni advances. Hezbollah has virtually won the Syrian civil war, which is why America realized that the Syrian proxy war was all but over and that Hezbollah had prevailed on behalf of the Assad government. So we began to increase the caliber and quantity of the weapons into Syria 50-fold. Not recognizing that they were going to be used in Iraq.
Big mistake. Big mistake.
Oh,
as
goodness.
You said, we should not interfere in the internecine extermination of both sides. We should not. Let's put it another way. The least America should do is to defend Jordan. Leave Iraq to the Iraqis to kill each other with.
Yeah, I don't want to defend it. Yeah, I don't want Americans to engage again because all we do is make bad situations worse. But let's talk about what you predicted at the beginning of this program, which is that Iran either has or will engage. If my sense is that if Iran were to engage with its army, even though its army is vastly more capable than ISIS, they might have some issues with their army. But if they invade with Hezbollah, that Hezbollah would give ISIS a hell of a battle.
Wait wait a minute. I didn't say army. I said the Mujahideen.
Okay.
They are the equivalent of Hezbollah, but in Iran.
Right.
These are the ones who would go into a landmine, walk
right.
into a minefield without thinking about it.
Well,
oh,
yeah.
Yes, they will take care
of
definitely they will take care of ISIS.
So if, right now we're on the precipice today and tomorrow. We're this weekend. We're on the precipice of Baghdad falling. Mosul, which is the second largest city, has already fallen. We are now on the precipice of the largest city, Baghdad, falling. The battle for Baghdad will begin today and will be fought over the weekend. And it's your thought
my estimate.
That Iran will engage through its Mujahideen.
No question. In my mind, no question. They cannot afford the fall of Iraq to Sunni Islam. They cannot afford it.
Okay. So let's just say that that now that ISIS has an unimaginable amount of American weaponry. They have Apache attack helicopters. They have fighters that they're flying that are American. They have American tanks. They have American armored personnel carriers. They have American surface-to-air missiles. I mean, they are extraordinarily well-armed. Let's say that Iran sends Hezbollah in, that they send their Mujahideen into Iraq. How many people are going to die?
Immaterial. I agree. But it's immaterial. The Iranians are trying to secure their western border.
Of course.
They will not give a damn, especially Iraqis are Arab. The Iranians despise Arabs.
Right. Of course.
The only
they're Persians.
They support al-Maliki is because Maliki is Shia.
Right.
That's the only reason they support al-Maliki.
Right. Well, that because he's totally controlled by the Grand Ayatollah al-Sistani.
Because they are all Shia. That's it.
Right. Right. Well, the Grand Ayatollah al-Sistani is not just... Is not just
how many people will die?
Yes.
Hundreds of thousands most probably will die. But either way, hundreds of thousands are going to die. Either way, whether Iran interferes or not, the Sunnis, if they take over Baghdad, there are millions of Shia Muslims there. Where are they going to go? Where are they going to go? Half a million Iraqis are already destitute. The Turks don't want them. The Kurdish area doesn't want them.
Right.
What are they going to go? Where are they going to go?
And their problem is going to be, since all of the Iranian Shia clerics in Iran have already told the they did so yesterday, told all of the Shia men in Iran to pick up weapons and to fight, defend Baghdad with their lives. The Iranians are not going to allow any Shia men into Iran. It's going to be exactly what Stalin did in World War II. If you're a Shia Muslim man, you will either shoot a gun and die shooting your gun, or they will shoot you and as you try to retreat. You aren't coming into Iran. They might take the women. They might take the children. But anybody over the age of about 10 through the age of about 50, maybe even 60, is going to die trying to kill Sunni Muslims.
Correct. This is a war of extermination.
Right.
People they can't think extermination can happen. Well, it did. It happened. Forget about the World War II extermination. In Africa, the Hutus and Tutsis, 800,000 people were exterminated by each side in less than 3 months with machetes.
Yes.
No gas chambers.
Right.
We are capable. We human beings are capable of mass murder on a scale that the human mind can't even begin to comprehend.
And in Rwanda, the religion was Roman Catholicism, and the way that the Roman Catholics treated one tribe differently than the other tribe. Now, when you're dealing, and Roman Catholicism is a despicable religion. However, Islam, when it comes to extermination, it's like comparing the Boy Scouts to the U.S. Marines by comparison of their killing capability in Iraq. So, if what you're saying is true, and I think it is inevitable, then the United States is responsible, is going to be responsible for the loss of a million lives between Iraq and Syria because of our stupid invasion of Iraq and the removing of Saddam Hussein. The United States is wholly and independently responsible for the loss of a million lives and the utter destruction of two countries. And it's going to, and that's just the beginning of it, because they're not going to stop there.
They're not going to stop. By the way, under Obama, it's nothing to do with Bush. Under Obama, the West lost the whole of North Africa.
Correct.
Under Obama.
Correct.
He got rid of two of the most important people in North Africa. Hosni Mubarak of Egypt, secular.
Right.
Gaddafi of Libya, secular.
Correct.
And he, and because they got rid of these people,
right,
they unleashed Islam, fundamentalist Islam.
Yes.
What did Saddam Hussein and Michael really do? For 35 years, any imam, any religious person trying to interfere in politics, he had his head cut off and all his family exterminated.
And we
That's why he was able to rule Iraq.
Right, and we need to be careful in... Well, in Libya, it's clear. All Libya is now is a loose coalition of jihadi groups. In Egypt, some might say, well, you know, Egypt is right back to where it was. You've got a military dictatorship. But that's not the case, because Mubarak was wholly secular. Sisi is not secular. Sisi is a fundamentalist Muslim. And while Sisi is persecuting the Muslim Brotherhood, it's not because Sisi disagrees with the Muslim Brotherhood. It's that Sisi is a ruthless, fundamentalist, Islamic dictator. We'll return with IQ Al-Rasuli after the break. Welcome back to Shattering News. We're having a conversation with IQ Al-Rasuli, not only an Iraqi by birth, but the foremost expert on Islam. IQ, there's nothing here that you and I have disagreed with other than I don't think the Americans are going to start flying bombers over Iraq. But the principal point that we agree on is that this is really the start of World War III, and that the million that will die between Iraq and Syria that are engaged now in full-blown warfare, that it's going to spread, continue to spread throughout the region, and ultimately it's going to end up on Israel's doorstep. And when the great jihad is completed in the Middle East, the jihadists are all going to go back to Africa, to America, to Europe, and to Russia. And they're going to perpetrate acts of terrorism that will make 9/11 look like a mosquito bite.
The irony of whatever you said, which is also correct, is that we, Ummat al-Kuffar, the nation of infidels, 80%
right.
of humanity,
right.
can completely and utterly extinguish Islam off the face of the earth.
Yes, without firing a single without firing a single shot, without dropping a single bomb,
even anybody getting killed.
Right. In fact, it could be done today, but I think that's only half of the irony. Is that rather than exposing and condemning Islam, which would destroy the religion. If we got people in the positions of authority to read the Hadith in the Quran and to study it as we have and expose Muhammad and Islam for being wholly laughable, totally savage, ridiculously foolish, Islam would lose its ability to keep and retain Muslims. But rather than doing that, we have everybody in the military and in politics praising Islam and calling it a great religion. But there's something even worse than that. We're supplying the weapons that are going to be used to destroy us.
Correct. Isn't that remarkable?
Yeah. I mean, when they start shooting down civilian aircraft, we supplied the Stinger missiles.
Yeah, but let's go back to 1930s and before.
Mm-hmm.
Germany, under Hitler,
right.
built its armament and its autobahn with money supplied by the West.
Correct. Correct.
And then he turned the guns against the West.
Right. Exactly. The same thing was true with Japan.
Yeah.
You know, we supplied the steel. We supplied the fuel. for Japan in World War II. It is what America has done consistently. You know, during the time that we were fighting the Cold War against the USSR, well, America was supplying their ability, their capability came from America. You know, it was it is something America has done routinely, which causes a lot of people to go one step beyond where you and I are. Where you and I are is that it appears that Americans' leadership has lost its ability to understand cause and consequence. They can't think rationally. They're acting ignorantly and irrationally, immorally. The conspiracy advocates would say what America's leadership is doing is so suicidal and so universal that it can't be simply ignorance and irrational responses. They actually have to be working for America's demise and Europe's demise.
And they're succeeding.
Either way, they're succeeding.
They're succeeding, yes.
Right. Would you agree that if when you looked at the great jihad that was fought, that America equipped and sponsored in Afghanistan and throughout the 1980s, which then caused all of the great terrorist attacks that the world witnessed throughout the 1990s and into the early 2000s. 9/11 was an example, but these occurred throughout Russia, throughout Europe, throughout South America, and throughout Africa. Do you anticipate the same thing, but even worse, occurring as a result of this? Are these jihadists going to bring the war to the entire world?
No question about it, especially Europe and America. No question. Yeah. Not, I mean, you know, and I know. There is absolutely no doubt. It's a matter of when. There is no matter of if.
So in Syria and in Iraq right now, we are witnessing the end of the world as we know it.
I hope not, but it looks like it. Yes.
Why don't you come up with, can you stay with us one more segment after the news, IQ? And I appreciate it. I would like to see, because I can't think of anything that we can do to resolve this problem. And I would like you and I to discuss, is there anything that can be done other than to expose and condemn Islam using words and reason? Is there anything else that can be done? We'll return with IQ Hour resumedly after the break.